Okay. First nakuda I want to begin with is we had neglected to mention a Tois HaRosh I had given in the Marma Kindness. So let's just say that the first nakuda being is that why don't we learn from Nishpat Echad that we should require Mumchen by Hodos Valvos? That was a kasha that we had in the Taisvis on Beis and Beis, the Ramaska, the Rehakol. And I gave you the Tois HaRosh, we didn't say it over. So I want to begin with that nakuda. The Tois HaRosh says a very beautiful answer, and he says that we can't learn out from Mishpat Echad, because Mishpat Echad is talking about dinim, not the dayanim. Mishpat Echad equates drisha v'chakira by dinim amunus dinim nefashas, right? It speaks about the dinim, the halachas, the dinim that are needed for a din tayir. It doesn't speak about the quality of the dayanim. So that's the first nakuda I wanted you to get, the Tois HaRosh. Mishpat Echad, Daniel, is on the what? Is on the dinim, not the dayanim. So you can't ask, oh, Mishpat Echad should require mumchen like we require Rekzelis Chabalis, we should require for Adolos Vavos mumchen. Because Mishpat Echad speaks to the dinim, not to the dayanim. An example of a din is Drisha V'Chakira, Mishpat Echad. Okay, that's the first nakuda. Uri, we just said over to Tois HaRosh, Tois and Beis and Beis asked the Kasha, why don't you learn Mishpat Echad to tell me that Adolos Vavos should require also mumchen, like Zelis Chabalis. So we just said over to Tois HaRosh, let's get it down. Tois HaRosh says Mishpat Echad talks about the dinim, not the dayanim, not the quality of the dayanim. Okay? Like Drisha V'Chakira is dinim. We can equate dinim mamas, dinim fashas. It doesn't speak to the quality of the dayanim. Okay? That's the Tois HaRosh's answer. Okay, all right, clear? You got that, Mishpat Echad? That's number first nakuda I wanted to mention. Number two nakuda is, yesterday we brought up that that there are 2 days in the Tois we saw inside, in Dira Maska, Shalol Tinol, and Gimel Omen Alf, as to whether we need Drisha V'Chakira for Gzelis V'Chabalis. You remember? They did away Drisha V'Chakira by Mominus. So is that only Odos V'Avos? First day in Taisa says no. They did away with it for everything. Second day in Taisa says Drisha V'Chakira, they did away with only by Odos V'Avos, but for Zelus Chabalis, you need Drisha V'Chakira. So we pointed out that according to the second day in Tosus, he still said that Matanos and Yerusha were different. So remember I said, what was the difference? What's the difference why you'd be Mechalik? If you require Drisha V'Chakira for Zelus Chabalis, why all of a sudden are Ksubas Isha considered to be different, he said. Remember he said that Ksubas Isha, Mi Ksubas Isha, all those things, Lomaisar Bechlau Hodos, and those don't require Drisha V'Chakira. Okay, so I thought the svara was, and I said, let's say it, is that it's all one. Again, what do we say the lumdus was of Rabbi Chiyo Michal? Rabbi Chiyo Michal Feinstein, the Brisker Rav son-in-law. I didn't say who that is. Rabbi Michal Feinstein is the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav. Okay, Rabbi Michal Feinstein has Shirim and Sanhedrin. So how do we say the second teretz was based on? Ben, you remember? What was the second teretz based on? That it's all one takana. Drisha V'Chakira and Mumchen, right? Not requiring Drisha V'Chakira, not requiring Mumchen, right? It's all one takana. And they only made that by Odos V'Avos. They didn't touch Gzeilus Chabalis. So that's the answer. The answer is that these things are Shchiach, and these things are considered to be also what? Also Shchiach, and they have Chisar and Kis. So therefore, if they're Shchiach and they're Chisar and Kis, then we apply the principle of Halacha L'Maisa that, we don't require Mumchen. We don't require Mumchen. If we don't require Mumchen, we also don't require what? Drisha V'Chakira. Because it's all one, you understand what I'm saying? The Takana was only on Gzeilus Chabalis. The Takana did not touch Odos V'Avos. So if the Takana did not touch Odos V'Avos, so that's why these things are Shchiach, right? And they're also Chisar and Kis, and therefore Lamais don't require Mumchen, and we also don't require Drisha V'Chakira. Now we said that, remember we said that Shchiach and Chisar and Kis doesn't speak to Drisha V'Chakira? Drisha V'Chakira doesn't make a difference. It's all one takana. Once you don't require Mumchem, you don't require Drisha V'Chakira. That's good for the Hesber, because it's all one takana. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why these things are different. These things are different because they're Shchiach and they're Chisar and Kis, Eli. So once you say they're Shchiach and Chisar and Kis, you employ Shlichusayim. If you employ Shlichusayim, then you don't require Mumchem. Once you say Nachem, you don't require Mumchem, you also don't require what? Drisha V'Chakira. So now we have the Hesber. We said it in Shir that the second day in Tos was based on it being one takana. And we also said it was Chisar and Kis and Shiach. But I said that Daniel and Shir, but that doesn't speak to Drusha v'Chakira, the notion of Shchiach and Chesaron Kis, that only speaks to Mumchim. Doesn't make a difference. Once you say there's no Mumchim, then it's all one Takana, you don't require Drusha v'Chakira. So that's that second Nikud I wanted to say in the Hezber and Taisis. Because we said, Lamai said that the 2 days in Taisis, Sedra Michal Faisi, depend upon whether Azak, they're two separate Takanas or one Takana, correct? So I'm saying we're saying a Hezber now. That's why Rusha Matan is different. It's under the rubric of Adol Zol. You don't require what? Mumkin. Because it's Shchiach and it's a Chesaron Kis. Okay, that was the second Akuda we did. The first Akuda we did, very quickly, we'll say it over a third time, was the Tais HaRosh. On Beis and Beis, we asked, why does Mishpat Echad require Mumkin for what? Adol Zol Zol, like Zeles Chabals. Tais HaRosh gave an answer, which we didn't say over until today, that Mishpat Echad only speaks to the Dinin. Please get it down, not the Dayanin. Dinim meaning Drusha v'Chakira, not to the quality of Dayanim. Okay, very good. Now we're in the middle of the Taisis. Okay, so let's refresh our memories. Okay, we got a lot to do, guys. Let's go. Okay. Let's start the Taisis. Elamiyatu, Daniel, you're in the middle of the Taisis. So let's start from the beginning again. Let's refresh our memories. What do we say? That Drusha v'Chakira was not needed for Adol Zvos Kadesh Lotim Nuns B'Fei Lovin. That's A. I'm going to call that A. Shalotin al tells b'fei lovin means A. What's B? The Gemara asks the Kasha, it says, if you want to make them what? If you want to make them good, head yaltas, then you shouldn't have to pay if they made a mistake. And what's C? C is the answer. The C is the answer. If you have that philosophy, what's going to do? No one's going to want to lend money anymore because they don't want to have head yaltas judge, and if they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. That's what we call A, B, and C. Okay? Go ahead. Elamiyata, let's see. Go ahead, Daniel.
Elamiyata, tell lo yishamu.
Oh, so Rashi says that since they're treated like mumchen, because we're letting Hayotos judge, they should also be treated with the dispensation. They don't have to pay if they make a mistake. Just like mumchen don't have to pay. Tais says, I don't like this, because the word kol shekin infers that when you say A, and then B, and then B is C. So where was the word kol shekin used? For C. That's the answer. That means that kol shekin implies you say something that leads you to kol shekin. So that means kol shekin implies that C, which is C, was talking about B. What was B? B was what? That they shouldn't have to pay. What's C talking about? C is talking about A, which is takana slavin. So it doesn't go well. If I say a statement and then you say back to me, Rebbe, kol shekin, that means you're speaking about my statement. But the way Rashi sets it up, Ellie, is that the answer to the Gemara C is really referring back to A. Because what's the Gemara's answer? That if you have that philosophy, you're going to be closing the door even more. So that's going back to A. That's not speaking to what B was. B is you have a dispensation, you don't have to pay. So he says, I don't like that lashon kol shekin. It should have said, according to Rashi, im kein. What does im kein imply? What does im kein imply? When you say A and then B, and then you say B, well, I say Im Kain, that has a ramification on A. That would fit. Everyone got that, Clore? So that's why Tyson says, I don't like Rashi's shot, Im Kain. You should say Im Kain, not Kol Shekin. You say statement A leads to B. Then I say, oh, B leads to C, Im Kain, that should affect A. Kol Shekin is speaking the statement I just said right now. And according to Rashi, Zach, the answer is going back on A. That's why he doesn't like it. Go ahead, Ella. Kol Shekin implies that we are asking from what? We are asking from the Lashon of what? Nilas Delas Haviparach. Go ahead. So what does he say? What does A say? A is what? You don't have to have Nilas Delas, therefore you don't need Munchen, Hed Yotos. And what is B? That since you're Chayish Nilas Delas, so you know what? You should make sure they don't have to pay. Because if you make them pay, it's like there's a blank. According to Tos, you have to fill in a blank. If you make them pay, no one dying is going to want to be a din. Litz Matzah is from the word Emsa. No dying is going to want to get in the thick of things. No hedger, because he doesn't want to have to pay. So in other words, you read it, Tos is a little bit difficult in the sense that you fill in the blank. Nurse A was what? Nilas Delis. B is, oh, and if you're Choshen Nilas Delis, why aren't you Choshen Nilas Delis for Dayanim? If you're Choshen Nilas Delis of borrowers, so why aren't you Choshen Nilas Delis of Dayanim? No one's going to be a Dayan. And what's the Gemara's answer, Zach, according to this? What's the Gemara's answer? Please get this, and this is the Tosos Chachme Anglia, says this. Tosos Chachme Anglia, one of the Balei Tosos, it's a separate safe from the dispensation on the first floor. I didn't get it for you. But Tosos Chachme Anglia, you know what he says? Well, you have competing closing doors. You have closing doors in front of who? Borrowers. You have closing door in front of judges. Which one is worse? Closing door in front of borrowers. You'll always be able to find a judge. If you can't find a judge, then the whole thing goes up in smoke. Then no one's going to ever lend any money. So it's obvious that what? The competing issue of closing the door in front of borrowers is more of an issue of closing door in front of Dayanim. You follow what I'm saying? So that works beautifully, and the word Kol Shekein works beautifully. Because what Kol Shekein means is, A is Nilas Delis, B is also based on Nilas Delis. Because if you're Kol Shekein Nilas Delis of borrowers, why aren't you Kol Shekein Nilas Delis of Dayanim? The Gemara answers, well, we have to weigh the two Nilas Delises. And which Nilas Delis is worse? The Nilas Delis of borrowers. Because Nilas Delis of judges might be bad, but it'll never be so bad. Because then no one is going to ever borrow money, ever. The first Nilas Delis is borrowers, that's A. B is what? B is that if you're chosh for Nilas Delis of borrowers, you should be chosh for Nilas Delis of what? Of judges. No one's going to want to be a judge again in the thick of things. The Gemara answers, you know what? We have to weigh which closing door is worse. Closing door of borrower is worse. Based on that Tosos Chachme Anglia, that touches up Tosos. And the Tosos Rosh points out, Lamaisa, that no one's going to want to do it. The Tosos Rosh says, Dirmaska Eli gave it to you. No one's going to want to be a judge. And Lamaisa, no one's going to want to be a judge. Kevin Shiach, Shalimsa Mishi Yadam is a Yimna Milahavos Lasakin Asmo. He's going to prevent from lending money and endanger himself. That's how the Tais HaRosh, Lamaisa, wants to say the Pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara. That's the Kasha. Tais HaRosh touches up with Taisus. Because, again, if you're Choshish for Nilas Delis, Lamaisa, if you're Choshish for Nilas Delis, what's going to happen? You're going to be Choshish for what? You should be Choshish for no judges coming around. And what does the Tais HaRosh add on? And if you're Choshish for no judges being around, what's going to happen? No one's going to lend any money because they think they're not going to find a dying. And what's the Gemara's answer with the touch-up of the Chachme Anglia? Tosos Chachme Anglia? That closing the door in front of borrowers is worse than closing the door in front of Dayanim. So that's how you read the Gemara according to Tosos. You got it, Gavi? Okay, one more time again. According to Tosos, with the Tosos, Tosos Chachme Anglia. What's the Gemara's A? Lotin al Delphi Lovin. What's the Gemara asking that? If you're Choshen Nilas Delphi Lovin, you should be Choshen for what? Nilas Delphi in front of Dayanim. What does the Tosos add on to B? He adds on to what? And the lender's going to know that. Then no dayan's going to want to get involved, and therefore what? He won't lend any money. Right? Because he doesn't think there'll be a dayan. What's Gemara's answer? No. Closing the door in front of what? In front of borrower is worse than closing the foreign dayan, and therefore the hedyotos are what? Must pay if they judge. Okay? They must pay. Okay? We got that? That's Tysus. Okay, good. Excellent, guys. Now, I want to add on a kasha from Shmuel Rozovsky, one kasha. Please get down on Rashi that he added on. And that kasha is as follows. That kasha I thought was interesting based on the Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Sadi Tes, some of the days we mentioned yesterday, not to its detail. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, what does the Gemara say Baba Kama, Sadi Tes, some of the days? If an expert shochet messes up and makes a mistake and messes up his shechita, what's the din? Does he have to pay the balabas? No. What happens if a regular shochet, a hedyot, messes up? He's got to pay. Why? Because Lamaisa, he should have looked into it better. He knew he wasn't an expert, and because he messed up, he's got to pay. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, I don't understand. Why don't you say the same thing? What does the Gemara ask? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi? If you're going to allow hedyotos, then you should give them this dispensation that they shouldn't have to what? They shouldn't have to pay. Shouldn't have to pay. You see from that Gemara Baba Kama, fakir. You should make them pay to motivate them to learn it better. That's what he points out. He piles on another kash on Rashi. That's the kash I want to say over. Okay? Everyone cop that? You see from that Gemara Yonah that an expert shochet makes a mistake. Okay, it's an onus. He doesn't have to pay. But a regular shochet messes up. He's got to pay. Because he should have learned it better. So he says, based on that theory, how can the Gemara ask, oh, we should allow the head yotos to judge and make them not pay? What do you mean, fakir? You should make them pay so they'll learn it better. They won't make a mistake. Okay? That's what he adds on Akash. I want you to get down, Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich. Okay. Fine.
That question's on Tosfos too.
What'd you say?
Isn't that question on
Tosfos? Well, is that question on Tosfos too, you think?
Yeah, Tosfos.
Is that question on Tosfos? I don't think so, because what was Tosfos?
Tosfos is the one who said Nilas
Dalas. No, Tosfos said that just like we're Choshev Nilas Dalas of love, you should be Choshev Nilas Dalas about what? About the judges, right? And therefore, and also it's going
to... for them, what does that mean? That means they don't have to pay. So the question goes on.
No, but it means that, no, the focal point is that the Dayanim won't what? The Dayanim won't want to be judges, and therefore no one's going to want lend any money because you don't think they'll find any Dayanim. Okay, so I'm just, it's a different thing, Lamaisa, because according to Taisus, Lamaisa, it's all a theory of, you know, closing the doors in front of people. Halach Lamaisa. You see, on Rashi, the kash is more on the din. So that's why you could ask this kash on Rashi. Tais is just more asking more on your theory of what closing doors. You should be worried more about that. Okay, we got to think about it more, John. But Pashtus is, Lamaisa, is that if it's a kash on a din like Rashi, you could ask your Shmuel's kash. According to Tais, I don't think you can ask that kash because it's all a theory of closing doors. That's all. Okay.
Can Rebbe explain one more time, I guess, the original problem with Rashi that Tosfos had?
Yeah. Okay, well, one more time, because we have a lot to do. Okay, we discussed the three slots in the Gemara, right? You're asking about the original Kasha?
Yeah, the original Kasha.
The original Kasha is the Kol Shekein is not appropriate, because Kol Shekein is on statement B. When I say something, you say, Rebbe, Kol Shekein that. That means you're directly talking that statement. According to Rashi, the answer to the Gemara is going back on A. Shalot Tinel Delos Mifnei Lovin. Right? What is according to Rashi? Shalot Tinel Delos Mifnei Lovin. Then what's the kasha? They shouldn't have to pay. Then what's the Gemara's answer? You can be Noel Dallas more. It's not speaking to that din. It's going back on A. Should say Im Kain. It shouldn't say Kol Shekein. Okay? It should say Im Kain, not Kol Shekein. Kol Shekein means on that statement itself. That statement of B was just you don't have to pay. A was Nilas Delis. The Gemara's answer is answering Nilas Delis, not the issue of not paying. Okay? So therefore the lashon should be appropriate in Cain, not Kol Shekein. That's what Rashi's saying. Okay? All right, that's the difficulty with Rashi. So that's what Shmuel Rozovsky wants to add on. So let's just get to this. Okay, and then we'll call on Zach and Yonah. I gave you the Aruch Lanier. What does Aruch Lanier say? The Aruch Lanier says that he wants to defend Rashi. But let's before we do that, Daniel, finish up the Taisus. Vim Tomar,
my kushya, how lo mechad shalim, elaim kainat of nasam biyad, the amr of bath of the name of us.
I think Rav Chisda says that. When does a dayan have to pay for a mistake he's made? When he took the money out of Mr. X's pocket and gave it to who? Gave it to Mr. Y. Then you got to pay for your mistake. But if you didn't do that, Zach, then you don't have to pay. You follow me? So why does the Gemara give a beautiful answer? What's the whole problem here? Oh, he only has to pay if he did it. So every dayan that's ahead of you will make sure that he never does that. He'll make a psak, but he won't take the money from Mr. X and put it to Mr. Y. So what's the whole problem? The Gemara is so worried about, oh, we should make a din, they shouldn't have to pay. I can think of a way they can protect themselves no matter what. Make your psak, but don't take the money out of Mr. X's bank account and put it to Y. You're the kasha? Let them always protect themselves. So what's Tosfos' answer? Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead, Daniel. Yesh Lomar. Oh, what's the answer? The answer is another sheet in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin on Daflam and Gimel. Welcome. And the Gemara says on Daflam and Gimel, what does the Gemara say explicitly? The Gemara says explicitly that what? On Daflam and Gimel. It says that there's another sheet that says that what? That the dayan has to pay for a mistake, even if what? Even if he didn't take the money out of Mr. X and give it to Mr. Y. Correct. So therefore, he wants to say that our Gemara is going like what? What's our Gemara going like? Our Gemara is going like that sheet that the dayan has to pay for a mistake, even if he didn't take the money from Mr. X and put it to Mr. Y. His mistake in psak verbally is enough. Okay? What? The Aruch Lanier comes along and says he thinks that's difficult. Why is that difficult? That's why Rashi doesn't like Tosfos. Because who's this whole Gemara going according to on Beis and Beis? Rabbi Abo. So you're going to ask on Rabbi Abo from what? From another Amora? They're both Amoraim. That's not a strong kasha. Rabbi Abo can argue on Amora. That's why Rashi did not lock Tosas Pshat. And we added on also, according to Tosas, it's kind of missed, you got to fill in a blank. It's just like your choshes for what? Just like your choshes for Nilas, Delves, and Love, your choshes closing the door in front of the Yadim, and therefore the guy's not going to lend any money. It's a little bit, you know, you got to fill in the blank, according to Tosas too. So those are two Nakudas we want to point out that Rashi did not like Tosas Pshat. Okay? We got that, Chlor? All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, now, Lamaisa, there are two other pshatim that I want to say over in the Kasha to Gemara. What's this? How does the Sefer Kosai Yeshua say pshat? Elamiyata.
Can we go over what the Aruch Lener said? Because I didn't catch the whole thing.
Yeah, the Aruch Lener, just what did Tosis say at the bottom, though? Tosis said that what? What was Tosis Kasha? What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is what? A dying can always prevent himself from having to pay according to that sheet. If he doesn't take the money from X and give it to Y. There's a sheet over there that Dayan only has to pay if he made a mistake. If he took the money out of Mr. X's pocket and gave it to Mr. Y, that's a nusum yadis. So what's the big deal? The hedger can always protect himself from having to pay. You follow me? What's Tosa's answer? That we're going like the other sheet in the Gemara. The other sheet in the Gemara, Lama Gimel, says what? That you have to pay no matter what. Even if you just issue a verbal psak. Yes?
Yeah.
That's Tosa's. You got it? So the Rechaner says, Rashi didn't like that. Because the whole Gemara's work with Rabbi Abba was an Amora. So you're gonna ask a Kasher Rabbo from another Amora? Rabbi Abba can argue on that Amora. That's why Rashi wasn't comfortable with that. Plus we added on that Tosis, also according to Tosis, you're filling in a blank. Just like your Choshish for Nilas Dalas, and loving your Choshish for Nilas Dalas with the Dayanim. And therefore what? And therefore the guy's not going to lend any money. It's a little bit Iker Chosim Nasefer. Those are two Nakudas we're saying that Rashi did not like Tosis' job. Okay, let's say over two other pshatim, okay, from the Sefer Kosei Yeshuas, which is in the Kobetz Beforshim. He wants to say like this. He says, when the Gemara asks, Elamiyata tolo yishalmu, mina Torah, are hevyotos good? Yes or no? No, they're not good. And therefore, whatever they say, the din should go up in smoke. Therefore, that's why they shouldn't have to pay. You only have to pay for a mistaken psak if the psak sticks. But the psak should go up in smoke. If it should go up in smoke, that's why they should. I didn't make a mistake. A psak's not a psak. So that's why I shouldn't have to pay. Just like a dayan, the Gemara has later on, if you're Toa B'dvar Mishnah, if you say a psak against the Mishnah, it doesn't even get off the ground. It's kozerbal. The whole din. You don't have to pay a penny. So Lamaisa, that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Even though they're misakin that Hedotos could judge, why do you have to be misakin and if they make a mistake, they have to pay? They're not good, Minatayr. Okay, you want to say Midrabanan, they're good? Fine, Midrabanan, they're good. But if they make a mistake, why don't you treat it like the din is chozerbal? Mimele, that's why they don't have to pay. It's a wholly new, approach. Everyone got me? Totally new approach. You got the Kosei Yeshuas? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is no. We do three adyotos because of Nilas Delas. We also have to misak, and if they make a mistake, they have to pay. Because if not, no one's going to lend any money. We have no choice. No one's going to lend any money if they know the Dayanim don't have to pay. Okay? No one's going to lend any money if they know. I don't care why they don't have to pay. Whether because of Chozerbal, or because of what, or because of whatever. Oh, you made a new din that they don't have to pay. The bottom line is that what? If they don't have to pay, no one's going to lend any money. Even if they're not paying because of the din being Chozerbal. That's a totally new way to read it. But it's interesting. Okay, and a fourth way. We have Rashi, we have Tosfos, and the fourth way is the Pnei Shlomo. What's the Pnei Shlomo say? Also very ingenious. He says, the question in the Gemara is, if Hedyotos were Ksherim, then the Chachamim would be Machmer, that if they made a mistake, they should pay, in order to make sure that they should be careful. Make sure you guys get it right, because if you don't get it right, you're going to have to pay. But if Min HaTorah they're Psulim, and the Chachamim being Mekel, because of Nilas Delas, then the din should be, if they're making a mistake, they don't have to pay. So again, let's say that over. What does the Pnei Shlomo say? It depends. If Hedyotos are kosher min ha-Torah and the Rabbanon are being machmir to say if they make a mistake, you got to pay in order to make them what more to make sure they do it right, that's fine. But min ha-Torah, we're saying the Hedyotos are apostle and the Chumar being makel to allow them to judge. if the chomer being makel to allow them to judge, then part of the theory of being makel is if they make a mistake, they should what? If they make a mistake, Allah Almighty, they should not have to pay. Because your approach is to being makel. So if you're being makel, you're allowing them to judge. You should also allow them not to pay if they made a mistake. So these are the four pshatim that I wanted to suggest in the Kasha, the Gemara, Elamiata. Okay? Rashi, Taisvis, Vikosa Yeshuas, and the Pnei Shlomo. Daniel, you got it? These are the four pshatim we want to suggest. And we have to point out one other nekud on this point. Is that the Rif later on, along Lamed Gimel Beis and the Iri here, say that even if the Dayana make a mistake, the Gemara's Kasha is they shouldn't have to pay, but the Din should be Choser Bo, Umishazochel Shlokedin is Chayv to pay back the money. Right? That's what they write. We said it over. The Iri says, if Dayana make a mistake, they don't have to pay because the Din is Choser Bo, like we said. So if that's the case, what are you Choshes for Nilas Delas for? Even if the Dayanim would be putter from paying, nevertheless the Baal Din is mechuyev to pay him, because the Din is Choser Bo. In other words, take that Din to its utmost extreme. Why is there a chashash of Nilas Delis in a Beis that makes a mistake? The Din is Choser Bo. If the Din is Choser Bo, there's never anything to worry about. In other words, what's the maskana of the Gemara? Do Hedyotos have to pay if they make a mistake? Yes or no? What's the maskana? They do, of course. El Miata was they shouldn't have to. What's the Maskana, Yonah? The Maskana is that they have to pay, right? Why do they have to pay? Let the Din be Choser Bo. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking on the Maskana Sadin. If Hedyotos are able to judge, so why do they have to pay and they make a mistake?
Someone might not realize.
If they made a mistake, just say the Din didn't get off the ground. You hear the guy? That's what the Miri asked, Poshit. So what's the answer? The answer is a beautiful answer. You know, what happens if the guy made a mistake and the Din is Choser Bo? That's a big deal. The Malva's got to go to another Beis Din. The Lova's going to slip away, use the money immediately. The Malva's going to have to go to another Beis Din. Plus the fact that Niri is going to say he's going to get disgusted. The Malva's going to get so upset that he's got to go to another Beis Din. He's going to say, forget about this. He's going to stop lending money. So don't just tell me that even if the Dayanim make a mistake, they don't have to pay. And what? Din Choser Bo. If Din goes up in smoke and the Malva will still be able to get his money. That's not so simple. The Lova might use up all the money, number one. And number two, it's a big tircha to go to another base. And number three, it might disgust him. He's going to say, I don't want to go through all this. So again, what the Miri asks and the Rif say, if a head yot makes a mistake, the Din is Choser Bo. So if the Din is Choser Bo, that means you'll end up getting your money back anyway. Din is Choser Bo means that the Din doesn't get off the ground. So what do you care if you say the Dayanim don't have to pay out of their own pocket? He'll get his money back anyway. It's not so poshut. Who says he's going to get the money back? Maybe the Lov will use all the money. Maybe he doesn't want to take him to another Din Tayer. Maybe he's going to get disgusted in doing that. He's going to say, I don't want to have any of this. I'm going to stop lending money in general. Okay? So that's the pshat the Miri says. Very beautiful pshat. Okay? We got that, Clark? Now, Zach, you had a kasha, and then Yonah. Yeah, what was a kasha?
If the Hedyot has to pay, then why would the Hedyot judge?
What did you say?
The Hedyot has to know he has to pay if he makes a mistake. Why would he judge in the first place?
It's a big cover to be a judge on the Din Torah. We hope he won't make a mistake. But at the end of the day, one of the sources said it, the fact that he's going to have to pay might make him look into it even better. Right? Kind of like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's kasha. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's kasha is mazmur that didn't well. Now Zach asks you, why would Eddie Hedger do it? It's a big kavod, and maybe he'll research it well. Maybe that din will motivate him to do it right. Because he knows if he makes a mistake, he's got to pay. Yeah, Yonah, what do you say?
I was going to suggest maybe the idea with Dayanim is that it's a necessary social institution, and that's why we motivate the Dayanim that way with making them not have to pay.
No, but the Maskanas HaGemara is that they have to pay Hedyotos, right? They have to pay. But I'm kind of answering like you. It might motivate them to do it right, so they won't make a mistake.
Right, and then going back to the Shulchan, that it's not necessary, and that it's really just a sort of like trial by fire.
No, but by the Shulchan, that this din proves it, because an expert Shulchan doesn't have to pay made a mistake. It's an onus. But a regular Shulchan makes a mistake, must pay, because that will motivate him to do it right. Okay, so that works out well. Okay, very good. We got that, Clark. Now, there's another Nukuda that when we sit on Tzom Gadai, we do something else, but I want to do this. I want to get going to the shofar. But, you know what, let me just say the kasha. I want you guys to think about it over the weekend and over the Yom Tov, over Rosh Hashanah. Because we never discussed it. So on Wednesday, we're going to do it before we do the other topic we did on Tzom Gedalia. There's a stira in Gemara's that the Chiddush Yaron addresses here, and the Ksos addresses here as well. I want you to get the kasha down, and you'll look in the Chiddush Yaron and in the Ksos. The Ksos is in Siman Aleph, Sifkat, and Gimel. You look it over the weekend, Rosh Hashanah. The stira in Gemara's that the Gemara in Gittin said that why don't we need Mumchim for Hodos Volvos? Why is it we don't need Mumchim? And maybe even, for example, Svalbos, who remembers? In Gittin was because of what? Shlichus Sayyid. Excellent, Daniel. Okay? And what does our Gemara say? Lo Tsarich Mumchim. We don't require experts. The Gemara in Gittin says because of what? Shlichus Sayyid. Meaning that the Shluchim of today, the Rabbanim of today, are agents of the Rabbanim of old. What does our Gemara say? Did our Gemara ever once say Shlichus Sayyid? Daniel? Our Gemara never once said Shlichus Sayyid. Never. Our Gemara never said Shlichus Sayyid. Lo, Maskir Shlichus Sayyid. What does our Gemara say? Why don't you need Mumchim? Because of what? Excellent, Ben. Excellent. That's a steering Gemara's, guys. That's a big problem, okay? And I left that. We'll do it on Wednesday, we can edit the Tzom Gedalia. And then we're going to do another topic. But I want to make sure we do the Rosh Hashanah now. So I want you to get that kasha down. It's a blatant steer. Our Gemara never once says Shlichus Sayyid. Okay? And the Gemara Gittin does. So there are different. There are four approaches that we're going to do, Blinetter, to answer that kasha. But let's move now to Rosh Hashanah in Yonim. Okay? And what we prepared in the packet. Okay? You want to pass that back? Nochum? Okay? All right, let's see the Gemara here. And we want to introduce it with the topic of, I want to introduce it with the topic of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. We're all familiar with the topic of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. There's a Machloikis all over Shas, a Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis Amaroim, that when we do Mitzvahs, do we need Kavana when we do the Mitzvah or not? Okay? It's a Machloikis Tanoim, it's a Machloikis Amaroim. Very, very important machlokas that really appears in different Gemaras all over Shas. And this machlokas applies both to Mitzvahs D'Oraisa and Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. The Gemara has it by Shofar, the Gemara has it by Matzah, and the Gemara also has it by what? By Korech in Psoch. Jeremy, you have? By Korech as well, okay? By Korech as well. So Korach is only in the Rabbanan. You have Zach? Here, take. Okay. So Lamaisa, you have the big one, big packet. So you see this? I want you to get that. It's a Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amaroim. It also applies to mitzvahs that are D'Oraisa and mitzvahs that are D'Rabbanan. Okay. Now, it's very critical that we point out the statement of the Chayyavim. When is this Machlokes? Uri, you got this? When is this statement talking? A person can do a mitzvah, about to do a mitzvah, big tzaddik, and he starts daydreaming for a moment, right before he does the mitzvah. What's the din in that case? What would you guys say?
Well, if it's all about kavana, then he'd be daydreaming.
He says, everyone agrees with Yotzeh. Even the man number, it says mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Because the chayadam writes, kol osa avdas rishonu osa. Guy's a tzaddik. He got everything ready with the candles, the Hanukkah candles. He got everything ready with his Arba Minim. For the last moment, he starts thinking about the ball game. We say anyone who does Kol Osa, Al Das Rishonu Osa. We assume that his mode was mitzvahs. So even though for that fleeting moment he goes off, he starts thinking about the ball game, not a problem. So that's one extreme. Okay? That's one polar. Everyone agrees that's good. Let's go the other way. Let's say you take a Yid who's never heard of the holiday of Hanukkah in his life, ever. And he happens to light a candle on one of the nights of Hanukkah. What are you going to say according to that sheet? What would you say? According to both sheets, you're not Yotze. Aye, but I thought Mitzvah Sein Shrichas Kavana. Mitzvah Sein Shrichas Kavana means not someone that's never heard of the holiday of Hanukkah. and he happens to, by chance, light a Hanukkah candle, or light any candle. This machlokus is talking about a middle case. What's the middle case? When you do the mitzvah, and you heard about it, but you do it for alternative motives. You love the sound of the shofar because you love the musical sound. You are not listening to the shofar on Monday, Tuesday, and Shul because of the mitzvah that Hashem commanded us to listen to the shofar. You love the sound. That means you're doing it for another motive, another reason. Uri, you follow me? Is that a problem? That's the machlokas in Shas. If you hold mitzvah surichas kavana, you are not yotzei. If you hold mitzvah ein surichas kavana, you are yotzei. Okay, I want you to make sure you get those three polars. Okay? Those are three different. One extreme is everyone says you are what? Yotzei if you just daydream the last second. The other extreme is you never heard of the mitzvah at all. And the middle case is where you know the mitzvah, you know what it's all about, but you happen to be doing it for different reasons. So that's the machloikis we have all over Shas. One sec, Zach. Okay, it's very critical you know this, okay? How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah srichas kavana. And the Mishabrura quotes the Chuvas Arat, Magen Avraham quotes the Chuvas Arat Baz, please get it, that at mitzvahs that are d'oraisa, we paskin srichas kavana, mitzvahs that are d'rabanan, we paskin ein srichas kavana. And the Vilna Gaon there in Simon Samech argues on the Magen Avraham in the name of the Chuvas Arat Baz, and says that whether mitzvahs are d'oraisa or mitzvahs are d'rabanan, we paskin srichas kavana. So it's a big machloikis in the psak, okay? Zach, go ahead.
Would it make a difference, if you were like listening to the shofar for the sound? Would it make a difference if you were only listening to it on Rosh Hashanah? If someone liked the sound of the shofar and listened to it regularly, would it make a difference if he liked the sound of the shofar? If he listened to the shofar because he liked the sound, but only would Dafka only listen to it on Rosh Hashanah?
No, it wouldn't make a difference. Why not? Because he's doing it lamaisa for the musical sound.
But he's doing it with his mind.
I know, it doesn't make a difference.
Dafka only during that time.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. A good question. For Baal Taisiv, not for Mitzvah's Kavanah. Zman doesn't make a difference. It depends what the person's motive is. Okay? Let's get to, because I want to get to the steer and the rabbit. Okay? Let's get to the Gemara here. Daniel, let's look inside. Chof Chesim and Aleph. Okay, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Everyone have on the first page of the packet? Let's see inside. Okay, we'll get to the Kasha. Just want to set it up. Okay, go ahead. They sent to the father Shmuel. Let's say a guy forces someone to eat matzah. Okay? You yotze. Go ahead. Who's the guy who forced you? Maybe it was a shade. It was a demon. Batanya. If you're healthy when you're doing a mitzvah, yotze. If you're a shota, if you're a person that doesn't have a sanity, you're not yotze the mitzvah, right? If a demon's forcing you, you're not sane. So therefore, if a shade forces you to eat the matzah, how can you be yotze? It's a great kasha. Go ahead. The Persians were forcing you. Let's say in Iran, Ahmadinejad forces a guy to eat matzah. Are you yotze? The Gemara says you're yotze. You are yotze. Go ahead. Amar Rav Ashi. It wasn't a shade. They did it was a human being. Go ahead. Amar Rav Ashi.
Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Rav
Ashi. If you blow the shofar for musical sounds, you're yotze. So Gemara says, Gemara equates shofar with what? Show for with matzah. Come on, go ahead, Shita.
Shita,
Hainu Hach. Isn't matzah and show for the same case? Like, Gabi, you're asking me. It's the same case. It's all a lack of kavana. You're forced to eat the matzah. You're listening to the show for a different reason. Go ahead. Ma'od Tema. Tema
Hasim, Achol Matzah. Amar Achmana,
the bottom line is the Torah requires you eat matzah and you ate it the night of the Seder. Go ahead. This guy, you're supposed to hear the shofar, and this guy was just what? Was misasik. He wasn't really paying attention. Right? So what's the Gemara say? Kamash Mulan? This guy knows what Rosh Hashanah is. He knows what shofar is. He just had in mind a different what? a different reason, you are still Yotzei. Okay? So the Gemara says, according to Rava, mitzvah same should just come on. Go to the bottom of the Yomim. Go ahead. The Shame. Reb Zera said to his servant, a Shamish.
Takali.
He said, blow the shofar for me on Rosh Hashanah, be motzi me in the mitzvah. What does that imply? Mitzvahs? Oh, so we have a machlokes Rava Reb Zera. Rava says, ein tzrichas kavana. And Reb Zera says, tzrichas kavana. We compare what? We compare matzah and shofar. And as you said, Gabi, two examples of not having kavana is you're forced to do it. Or what? You're listening to the shofar for alternative reasons because you like the music sound. Okay? Open up the Rambam. Guess what we find? Stira Rambam. We find a contradiction in the Rambam. How does the Rambam pasta? Go ahead, Gabi, next page. Niskaven. Everyone needs kavana, both the shofar blower and the listener. Both need kavana. There's a chumra, the Brisker Rav, according to the Rav. You know, the Rav never said Bruch Shem Kol Machusu, never said Bruch Ruch Shemo and Chazar Shashatz. Because he said Chazar Shatz, the Chatz is being motzi in brachas. Anytime someone's being motzi, you don't say Bruch Ruch Shemo. Like by Kiddush v'Avdallah, when someone's saying Kiddush and Avdallah, you're not supposed to say Bruch Ruch Shemo. Because you want to be yotzei the mitzvah, you just answer Amen. So he thought you shouldn't say Amen, a Bruch Ruch Shemo during Chazar Shashatz and Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Because the shofar has to be yotzei in the context of the brachas of Shemon Esrei. So you got to be yotzei the brachas. It's a chumra. The Shabru says you can't. Okay? But the bottom line is that it says Beferish in the Rambam says by shofar, what's the story? Shofar, you need kavana. Mitzvah srichas kona. Sarich, kavana. Go ahead. Gabi, next page. Let's see the Rambam. Ilchos chometz u'matzah. Go ahead. You're forced by robbers to eat the matzah, you're yotzei. Go ahead. If he ate the matzah while he was insane, and then he got healed, he has to eat another kizayis after he got healed. Because the time he ate it, he was a shota, spata from mitzvahs. But what's the first part of the Rambam say? That if you're forced by what? Forced by what? Forced by non-Jews to what? To eat the matzah by robbers? Rambam says matzah yotze. What's going on here? It's a mamish of blatant steer in the Rambam. Okay? So I want to offer, guys, four different answers to this kasha. Four different answers to the steer in the Rambam. What is the Rambam's psak by mitzvah srichas kavana? Is that clear? You got me? We got a very clear steer in the Rambam. Okay. The first answer I want to give is the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem the Ran. Everyone has heard of the principle we mentioned of Misasek. What does Misasek mean? Misasek means you don't know you're doing something wrong. Right? Misasek, you don't know that you're doing something wrong. Yeah, then in Shabbos, there are various different cases. However, the Gemara says that Misasek is chayiv in areas of eating and in arayis. The Gemara says, Misasek, b'chalovin, u'ba'arayis, chayiv, shekein, nena. Let's say a guy is eating a piece of meat, he thought it was an OU piece of meat, it turns out to be ham. What's the din? He's chayiv to bring a chattas. It's like turning on a light on Shabbos by accident. Why? He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. When you turn a light on Shabbos, you realize you turn a light on Shabbos afterwards. Chayav HaChatas. But here you ate a piece of meat you didn't even know it was ham. You didn't even know. You didn't know anything. Why are you chayav? Because you had hana. Because you filled your stomach. Your stomach supplants the lack of kavana. What realm is that in? That's in the realm of Averis, correct? That's in the realm of Averis. If a guy lives with a woman, the Gemara has a case, he thought it was his wife. It turned out to be someone else. Turned out to be someone else's wife. God forbid. The Gemara says he's chayav chatas because he's nene. That's the example of chalav and fats, foods, non-kosher foods, and arayas. Yechayav shekein nene. To Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Beis and Alf Krishas Dav Yitesim and Alf. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran and says like this. Let's expand that topic to the realm of mitzvahs. You were forced by Achmanajab Titamatza Lel Seder. Did you have kavana? No, you didn't. But did you fill your stomach with the matzah? Yes or no? Yes, you did. Therefore, you yotze. Because misap, because shekain nene. Kesef mishta b'shem the rhyme. Shekain nene. And therefore, you are yotze. So according to this first answer, what is the rule according to the Rambam? Which is the rule? Matzah or shofar? What'd you say, Yosef? Shofar's the rule. Excellent. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Let's get it down. The exception is matzah because matzah is food. You ingest it. Therefore, kein nene. And therefore, we view, even though you didn't have kavana, we view your eating as if you had kavana. This is another example, guys. What do we have this week? I think we did it on Sunday, right? That the Rishonim take a din in the Gemara and expand it to a different realm. What do we do on Sunday? What do we do on Sunday? Kol Yisrael? Arvis in the Gemara was only found by what? Averis. And what did the Rishonim expand it to? Mitzvahs. That's why you can go to the hospital and blow the shofar in the afternoon, even though your yotz in the morning. You can blow it and you yotz the other people. Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs, even though the Gemara only has it by Averis. Zach, you got it? That's the first answer, guys. What'd you say?
What about sounds also? You gotta know from sounds.
No, it's not physical. It's not physical. Halach, we don't use that as physical. We don't view that as physical. Tysus says in Sochim. He says you take a nice shower, Tysus says in Sochim. Right? It has to be the things that you ingest. Tysus asks your kasha in Sochim. Adafnim Gimel in the base. Tysus asks, oh, what do you mean? I get hanaf from fire all the time. Why do you only say it on Saturday night? That's something you ingest. Your body is physical enough. We don't consider the hearing to be physical enough. That's what Tysus says. So we got the first answer. So if I ask you, according to the first answer, what's the rule according to the Rambam? Mitzvahs? Srichas Kavana? Shofar's the rule, Matzah is the exception. Because the Chiddush Nifla, the Ketzel Mishnah B'Shem Naran, they expanded the theory of Misaseh from the realm of Averis to Mitzvahs. It's a very good thing, guys, methodologically. Give me two examples where the Rishonim expanded the Din and the Gemara to a different realm. Arvis is by Averis, they expanded to Mitzvahs. Miss Asik is by a virus, they expand it to Mrs. Yes, sir.
Not to be too graphic, but if you have to suggest something for Kihana, then why is the case of the wife considered?
Yeah, so in other words, the Gemara in many places in Shas views that to be considered to be Hana, okay? Because the mice is through a mice. You follow me? It's through a mice. So since it's a mice, we consider that to be Hana, okay? That's considered to be a mice in that sense. So it is a mice. When he lives, you know, Arias is a mice. We view that to be Hana. There's no real mice by listening. You know what I'm saying? No real mice. And the truth of the matter is, we learned last year in Ksubis that the Psukim in Navi, V'derech Nikias, refer to Lashon Arias, V'derech Achila, Achso Machso Pia. We saw that in the Rabbi Vasi, remember? Nistra, Rulish and Nistra. So that's just to back that up a little bit. But Lamaisa, that's considered to be limited only in Yoni Ano. Achil and those are Anoz of Arise.
You're not blowing shofar, why not?
It's not Anoz, Lamaisa. That's not Anoz. That's what I'm saying. Halachically, Gabi, we define it as sense. Eating and in Yoni Arise.
Listening makes sense, but for hearing, for the blowing, you're doing
Lamaisa. I understand, but I'm saying, Lamaisa, the guy the Hanoah gets, Mitzvah Alav Lahen Esnitu. We don't view that as physical hana that he's ingesting. He's blowing it out. It has to be an action that you're physical hana. Okay. That's the first answer. Second answer. Let's go. Second answer is, let's turn to the next page in the packet. The Ramban writes, and we've mentioned this before, and the Rav said beautifully. You know how the Rav described the shofar? The shofar is davening without any words. That's how the Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem writes, the Farish. And that's what Rashi al-Torah says. You know what Rashi al-Torah says when he says Zichron Trua? What does he say? It says Valchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Davening is, Shmon Esther is the Rabbanon. How can Rashi say that al-Torah? Because davening is a keem of tefillah. It's a beautiful way the Rav said it, according to the Rav. It's davening without words. The Rav said, the din shofar is tefillah. Din shofar is a din tefillah. Shofar is a din tefillah. That's why it's said in the context of Chazar Shashatz. That's why you got to make sure we always announce you can't talk during Chazar Shashatz. In general, but certainly on when? On Musaf or Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing blows up. Because you need that landscape. You need that landscape of the bracha, of davening. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Shofar is davening without any words at all. Shofar is a din tefillah. What do we assume by tefillah? There's another steer in the Rambam. Let's get it down. Reb Chaim writes, the Rambam in one place says you need kavanah throughout all of Shemot Esrei. Then in another place he says you only need kavanah in the first bracha. Steer of Rambam, another steer. What's Reb Chaim's answer? There are two types of kavanah. The kavanah for Pirush HaMilim, you need what? You need in the first paragraph, the first bracha. You have to understand what Elokei Avraham means, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But the kavanah that you're standing in front of Hashem, that you need from beginning until end. If you start thinking about the ball game, the Nidin Shmon Esrei, you're not Yotze. Meaning, davening without kavanah is not davening. It's filo. B'li kavanah, it's like a goof, it's like a body without heart. Tefillah b'li kavanah, ain't no tefillah. So what's the rule now, according to the second answer, guys? The rule according to the Rambam is what? Matz is the rule. Ancient is kavanah. Shofar is different, Yonah, because shofar is a din tefillah. You follow me? Without kavanah, it's a zero. Gabi, read that Taisim Sachim. Rav Zhulti quotes in the Sefer Kuf Ted Vav Amud Aleph. In Sachim, just where I underline. Brisos. Wow. Gabi Tfilu Tkia. Why does he put Tfilu and Tkia together? Why does he put davening and blowing together? Because it's the same thing. As the Ramban said, it's like davening without any words. It should wake you up. You know those psukim we say before the shofar? Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni. The Rambam says it's the spiritual alarm clock, the shofar. It should wake us up to have the wherewithal to transform ourselves. That's the second answer we want to suggest. Okay? So the two answers are really fundamentally different. First answer saying the rules mitzvahs what? Mitzvahs Shrichus Kavana. And this is different because you ate at the matzah. This is completely the opposite. Mitzvahs ain't Shrichus Kavana, and shofar is different because it didn't feel. Let's give a third answer now. This brings us to the Gemara Brachos. That's the other packet that I gave you. Let's take a look, Gabi. Take a look at that Gemara. Does everyone have it? The Gemara Brachos there? On Daf Yubei Zimun Aleph. Go ahead.
Kasa.
The Shichruhu. Adapted the Shikru. Yotza. Dinami.
Dinami Amar Shahakami Yavivari of Yotza.
Dotnan.
Dotnan Al Kula. Dim Amar Shahakami Yavivari of Yotza.
What's the case? If I'm holding a cup of wine in my hand and I thought it was beer, what's wine? Break your guffin. What's beer? Shakal Yavivari. So I'm holding a cup of wine. I thought it was beer when I said Baruch Atah Hashem. I had in mind that I was going to what? I had in mind that I was going to say Shahakol, and I saved myself by realizing it was wine. I said Brepria Goffin. Is that good? Yes, no problem. Because if I would have said a Shahakol on the wine anyway, I'm Yotzi. Shahakol's good on everything. So that's simple. What's the Shaila, Ella, Gabi? Go ahead. The Shikra, I'm holding a cup of beer in my hand. I thought it was wine. Right, the Bach heads were Upatach. He adds a letter Vav. Upatach Ubar. So when I said Brochata Hashem, I had in mind Brepria Goffin because I thought it was wine, but it really was beer. And then I saved myself and I ended up saying Shakal. Go ahead. The Siyim. The Siyim bit of Shikra.
My,
what's the din? Do I go after the beginning? When I said Brochat Hashem, I was holding a cup of beer. I thought it was wine. Brepria Goffin is not good on beer, so maybe it's not good. Or do I go at the Chasima, at the end of the day, I did it right. That's the Shaila. Yes? Shaila and Brochas. What's the Shaila? If I hold Mitzvah Saint Shri Chaskavana, who cares? What's the Shiloh? No matter what, I should get it right. No? Read the next page. Go ahead, Gabi. This is Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Go ahead. The Gemara left it as an open question. If you hold mitzvah shenas kavana, who cares? At the end of the day, I did the right thing. And even if I what? Right? Even if I thought I was going to say it on beer, what's the difference, right? Doesn't make a difference. Go ahead. Sheyesh bom. Excellent. As soon as I pick up the lulav, I'm yotze. V'chein kok yotze v'zeh. Ava mitzvah. Ba mira. Oh, what's the answer? What is the Rabbeinu? Who's the answer? Rabbeinu Haigon. What does he say? When is the machlokas all over Shas for the mitzvah shirchas kavana or not? What's it on? What's it on when there's a maisa? Rak kashir maisa is there a machlokas? Rak kashir yesh maisa is there a machlokas? But when it's totally amira, achein. When it's rak amira, then everyone agrees you need what? Tzarich kavana. Does everyone hear this? Everyone hear that? What's the answer? When you do a maisa, guys, you shake a lulav, you eat matzah. At least I have a maisa. I did a maisa. I'm not sure whether I had kafan or not, but at least I did a maisa. But if the whole issue you're doing is amira, and you only can hang your hat on that amira, if you didn't have kafan, that's a zero. So even the mandamar holds mitzvah sanctuary because kafan, the owner holds, if it's just amira, everyone agrees you need kafan. The whole machlok is by an action, you follow me? But if all I'm doing is an amira, then you can hang your hat only on amira. For sure, you gotta have kavana. If you don't have kavana, it's a nothing. So what comes out from here? That according to the Rambam, what's the din? What's the din according to the Rambam? The rule according to the third answer. What's the rule? The rule is what? Really, what? Really matzah. But shofar is different because shofar is shmiya. Shofar is shmiya. The mitzvah of shofar, according to the Rambam, is only shmiya. Listening. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah is tkiya. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is shmiya. That's why you say the shmoa kol shofar, the bracha. You don't say ala tkiya like Rabbeinu Tam says. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, what the nusach habracha is. And that's why the nusach habracha is lishmoa kol shofar, the mitzvah is shmiya. What does the Rambam say about a stolen shofar? You're Yotze. Why are you Yotze? Because the Rambam says, Ein b'kol dim gezel. You can't steal sound. Ein b'kol, I'm not recommending it, of course, but you can't steal sound. It's intangible. The mitzvah is listening. That's why the Rambam says, by Yom Kippur shol yovel, what do? We also blow a shofar. But there the Ram holds the mitzvah tzkiyah. If you use a stolen one there, you're not yotzei. Yom Kippur Shalyoli, you blow the shofar, right? That's tzkiyah. The Ram writes explicitly. In Hilchos Shemitah V'Yomim. Ram says beferish. Okay? So you see beferish that it could very well be. Now you'll tell me, how's there machlokus in the Gemara about shofar? That's good for the machlokus. Do you view shofar as a mitzvah or do you view it as shmiyah? Is it tzkiyah or not? Maybe that's good for the machlokus. If you hold the lamaisa, that's good for what they're arguing about by tzkiyah. Reb Zeira, they didn't argue in the Gemara, right? They're arguing by tzkiyah. So what is the nature of tzkiyah? Is it viewed as a tzkiyah or is it viewed as a maisa? If you hold it's a maisa, then you could say mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. If you hold that at shmiyah, you better believe mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But if everyone agrees that it's shmiyah, everyone agrees that it's shmiyah, then everyone agrees that it's kavana. Yes, Daniel.
According to the Rambam, granted the ikar mitzvah is the shmiyah, but the baal tokeah also has to have kavana, and the baal tokeah is doing a maisa.
No, the Baal Tokeah is facilitating Shmiyah.
Isn't that a Maisa?
That's not for him. Even for him, the mitzvah is Shmiyah. He's facilitating. I understand, but it's not considered to be the mitzvah that he's doing is.
So why does he need Kavanah on what he's doing?
Because he needs Kavanah on Shmiyah.
He's doing on Shmiyah, not on the blowing.
Yeah, but what facilitates the Shmiyah is the Maisa blowing. So that you need Kavanah for. We all view that as Shmiyah. We view that whole thing as Shmiyah. That's who he's got to be a Baruch Yuvah, and therefore he has to be Yotz in that vein. So that's why we also have a minig. Let's go to the next page, guys. Back to the regular packet. The last page. Go to the last page in the packet. That's what Svi Pesach Frank says. Why do we have a minig to cover the shofar when we blow? Why do you cover the shofar? Go ahead, Gabi. Simon Yudin and Mir. Svi Pesach Frank. Go ahead. Vir Hey, Dave. Go ahead. Rav David Luria. Yitzhak had a din of a korban. So Avram hid him away so the Sutton wouldn't throw a rock at him and apostle him. Make him a defect. Go ahead. And the tekiah b'shofar is the zecher of the isle that came instead of Yitzchak. So we want to cover it over to remember there'd be no moon. Go ahead. Alpi alocha, not alpi kabbalah, alpi alocha. Oh! Therefore what? We say the brach on the shmiah. Therefore we don't want to embarrass the shofar. Go ahead. So it shouldn't see its embarrassment. Like we find Gabi what?
Gabi Kiddush, it's our Lixo the Hapat, Shalo Yira, Bishoto, in Matimin Levar Hala. Hakinam, Kivan Shim Levarkin, Altia Shofar, El Rak Al Shmira, Kisa Shofar.
Why do you cover the show of the bread by Kiddush? Because you're saying the brach on the wine before the bread. It's embarrassing to the bread. So you cover over the bread. So also you cover over the shofar. Because you want to highlight the mitzvah, the shmiah, not the chefs of the shofar, the blowing. You follow me? So that's why we actually davka blow it. So it could very well be, according to the third answer, also. Mitzvah saying shirichas kavana, matzah is the rule. Shofar is an exception because it's shmiah. And that might be the goof of the machlokes in the Gemara. I grant you the Gemara didn't say it beferish, but maybe that's goof of the machlokes how you viewed shofar. Do you view it as a maisa tkiah? Or do you view it as a shmiah? Maybe you could add that on. And therefore that led them to say, well, because I hold that it's a maisa, I hold Anshichas Kavanah. Because I hold that it's shmiah, therefore I hold Mitzvichas Kavanah. Okay. That's a little bit of a chiddush how to read the Gemara. Okay, go back to the previous page, and then we have a fourth answer to steer in the Rambam. Okay? What's the fourth answer to the steer in the Rambam? Let's say it outside first, then we'll see it inside, Gabi. Can you steal a sukkah? Of course not. The Gemara digs up a pasuk. Chag ha-sukkah tasalacha. Can't steal a sukkah. If you steal a sukkah, you're not yotze. It says tasalacha. You make it. Don't steal it. What do you need to dig up a pasuk for? Mitzvah ba-ba-veri. There's a famous principle. Anytime you do a mitzvah through a thievery, you're not yotze. Through an aveir. So why is the Gemara need to dig up a pasuk? So Tosfos says in Sukkah Tesem and Aleph that mitzvah bav aveir is only a din derabbanan, only pasuls in derabbanan. So the pasul min haTorah, you need a pasuk. But I want to share with you the Rit from Hashem Baalei HaTos. We don't have the Tos on the daf. He says an amazing answer. You know what he says? The Ritva B'Shem Baal HaTosfos say, they say an amazing answer. You only say mitzvah bav aveir on what? On mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Mitzvah rak al mitzvahs sheyesh bo ritzui. What does ritzui mean? You know what ritzui means? Appeasement. A closeness with Hashem. Where you appease Hashem. Where you create a special connection with Hashem. Only certain mitzvahs have that. Which mitzvahs have this? He says, shofar has it. He says, b'feirah, shofar has it. Korban and luluf. Those things you say mitzvah above there. Sukkah is not ritzu. Even though sukkah, though, is anane akavo, which I always was bothered by, is anane akavo, don't you think it's also ritzu? But it's not. So therefore, you need to dig up a pasuk. So I want to say like this. The Rambam's rule is what? Matzah. Mitzvahs, ancient kavana. Shofar is different because it's what? Ritzui. There's no way you can create a ritzui between you and Hashem unless you have kavana. There's no way. Shofar. Where's the mocker and shas that luluv is ritzui? Tainus daf beis and beis for the rain for Hashem. Korbanus is to get an atonement. Then he says kiyotzebo. I don't know what he means when he says kiyotzebo. What other mitzvahs have ritzu? Maybe davening? Maybe stalker? I'm not sure. He doesn't tell you. He says there are certain others. Read inside, Gabi. Let's see. Guys, take a look at the next to last page. It's third from the last. The Ritvan Sukkah. Lamed Alef and Alef. Go ahead from the Dibra Maaseh of Gabi. Right, what's the case of a stolen sukkah? You take your friend, you throw him out of the sukkah. I don't know how he's your friend. But you take him, you throw him out of the sukkah, and you take over the sukkah. Can't steal it. Go ahead. Hit Shubitaisis.
The Teret, the law and Rina Mitzah of Avera, Ella the daughter Shu Bal Alaratu. He go on Korban Shover of Lula, the Kayotzevan.
See, Kiyotzevan, I'm not sure what he means. What other mitzvahs? Go ahead. Tell you, if you'd ask me, I would have thought Sukkah does have Ritzu because it's Anon Yaakov. Machoj of Lazar Bekibi, Ra'al from Bez and Sukkah. But he says that. And then he goes ahead, he says he thinks it's wrong. Go ahead. There it is. The Yerushalmi says if you steal matzah, you're not yotze, because mitzvah baba vera. Matzah has nothing to do with ritzui, and the klal mitzvah baba vera is still said. So the Ritva doesn't like this pshat of the Baalei HaTosfos. But if you go with the sheet of the Baalei HaTosfos, we have a fourth answer to steer in the Rambam. Everyone cop this? So basically, the second, third, and fourth answer are saying the rule is mitzvah ain't shrikas kavana, right? And shofar's an exception. Why? Either because of what? It's tefillah. Either because it's shmiya, or either because of ritzui. Everyone got this clear? You guys can say this in your shul. Very nice shirla. 45 minutes of steer in the Rambam you could do. Okay? You have the packets here. First answer is that the Rambam holds that the shofar is the rule. Matzah's the exception because of what? Misasik is said in the realm of mitzvahs. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel, real quick.
The Rebbe explained the premise to Tosfos to Kasha because Tosfos is saying that, right, the Gemara says that you're not Yosef the Sukkah Shu'ula, but it's not a Sukkah Kazula because the Karkan and Exelis. So then what would be the mitzvah, what would be the Avera that it's Mitzvah Haba? Like, what is the Avera that you did if you...
No, so I'm saying the Gemara says on Daftes, let's say you stole wood and you built a sukkah with the wood.
Okay.
Say that, simple case. Okay? So Gemara says, Kakos Gustas Lacha, so why do you need Lacha? That's what Tosfos asked the same Kash on Daftes. He asks on that Gemara. This is getting in with the kark and being zealous, you know, but it's cute to ask about a simple case. You steal the wood and that's it. You build it, okay? All right, we got this clear? Yeah, you got the fort. Ben, clear? This is the answer that we want to suggest. Now, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin's coming up, guys. And I want to just point out, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't sleep during the day of the Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Yerushalmi says, in the afternoon, you shouldn't take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah always points out, Mr. Bruce said the Maharam in Rutenberg did. I think they said the Stipler did. Because Yerushalmi says you're not supposed to be sleeping the first 3 hours of the day. That's when Hashem does the judgment. So find out in your communities when Nate says. I think in Pesach it's like around 6:40, 6:35. Make sure you're up before that. A lot of Jews in Eretz Yisrael do that. Get up early. If the davening's later, you can learn. You should get up before Nates. So that's why there's a svara. Some are machmer not to take a nap in the afternoon. That's what the Ramah says. Not some. That's the posh of shot. But how could there be some gedolim that did? Because the understanding is that you're not supposed to be sleeping the first 3 hours of the day. Okay, and that's when Hashem does the din. It got expanded to the whole day. So if you want to take a nap, at least make sure you're up early. You can do both. Make sure you're up early and don't take the nap. Okay? We should also make sure that if we forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, the first night, Rebbe Avi B'Pasvil is Mekel. You don't have to go back. Because Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, you miss it in the Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back. He thought the same thing by Melech HaKadosh. If you said HaKel HaKadosh. The Rav thought that was wrong. The Rav held that you have to say access the Malchus all the time. And keep in mind, guys, throughout the davening of Rosh Hashanah, it's about Hashem, not about us. We don't say Al-Khayt like we said. It's about making Hashem the king. We don't mention ourselves. We don't say Al-Khayt. We're focusing always on Malchus, of coronating Hashem as the king. And the psukim that we say in Malchus is to have that in mind. That's what the Sefer, the Baal HaYikarim says. The Sefer HaYikarim says that what is Malchus? Making him the king. What is Zichronos? Zichronos is the notion of what? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu has what? Has the Ashkocha. He's always involved. Ashkocha's Proteus. And what is the concept of Shofros? That the Torah is divine. We believe the Torah is divinely given. Torah Shebuchzav, Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what Shofros is all about. Sinai. Everything came from, you know, from Sinai. Hashem giving us everything. So you have to keep this in mind in Rosh Hashanah. And that is why I want to mention to you from the Maharam Brisk. Do you know the Maharam Brisk says an amazing thing? He points out that the Torah never says the word shofar once by Rosh Hashanah. Never. It's amazing. A lot of people don't know that. It only says shofar by where? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. What element is in Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? Freedom. Freedom. We transport the element of freedom from Yom Kippur to Yom to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you have to free yourself from all the nourishment, all the things that are stopping us from being good guys. That's the element of freedom. Rav Schechter Shlita once pointed out this. What do we say in Hallel? What does Dovid HaMelech say in Hallel? Ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoseirai. I am your servant, the son of your handmaiden. You freed me from your shackles, from my shackles. What's going on? You just said you're an Eved. Now you're saying you're free? What is freedom? Freedom is to be an Eved Lashem. That's what it means. And to declare him as being a king. You want to embark upon a Sefer Tshuva. You devote 2 days to saying he's the king. The rest of the 8 days are meaningful. If you don't do that, it's a joke. And I want you to remind yourselves we're supposed to eat Pas Yisroel during a Sefer Tshuva. So if you like Entenmann's and things of that sort, you really shouldn't do it. Eat it, buy it from a Jewish bakery. Because throughout the year, there's a kula. It was hard for the whole tzibur to always have a Jewish bakery around. It's always got to be kosher food. But there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, a Sefer Tshuva, you should have Pas Yisroel, because we're judges Yechidim as well. So we should be makban. Breads also. Breads, cereals, you don't have to. And pasta, you don't have to. But things that are tzurisa pas, like cookies, muffins, breads, you should make sure pasta is soiled. So I want to just close with a few points from the Parsha. You know, Reb Moshe writes it says,